It's the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm J-Dog, and joining me right now is a true renaissance man. He is an author. He is an educator. He is an advocate for wellness, such as mental health, above-the-neck health, overall wellness in general. Also an education activist and an educator as well, as I said, a scholar. He is also an author, as I just mentioned, a new book coming out. Tom will talk about that briefly. And also a swell dancer, a fantastic father, a loving husband, a doting grandfather, don't forget that, as well as a great dancer, Eddie Papowski's number one fan, and he is also a swell dresser, the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He's also, of course, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. He is a baseball awards presenter in Mr. Tom Raffio.
Thank you, Jay. And yes, I do lead Northeast Delta Dental, but with the array of activities, sometimes people ask me that question. So you mentioned running and education. Of course, our last guest last week, we had Bill Dunlap, who is the CEO of New Hampshire Historical Society, and that got into the fact that we need to educate more of the body politic on U.S. and New Hampshire history. And as far as running, June 17th, Mount Washington Road Race, and my new book, Stories from the Starting Line, features Joe Gray, who is the world champion who has won Mount Washington Road Race several times. But alas, today is all about another challenge, New Hampshire's housing crisis. And with me is Robert Turney, who is the executive director of NeighborWorks Southern New Hampshire. Robert, thank you for joining me. Always love to have conversations with you. You're so energetic and knowledgeable. So thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's great to be back. It's great to see you again. I look forward to reading the running book. Your book on mindfulness was terrific. And so I encourage anybody out there that hasn't read it to get a copy of that and read that as well. I think it's really important in this day and age.
So. Absolutely. And thank you. You and J-Dog, I'm taking you everywhere. But on Amazon, I have four books, the mindfulness book, the running book, Stories from the Starting Line, and then the book on crisis management, and then my original book on leadership, There Are New Doors, with Dave Collins. But let's get right into the New Hampshire's housing crisis. And of course, as we were preparing for the show, we all know that when we talk to other CEOs in terms of the staffing shortage, two things are often mentioned: the housing crisis. You know, I can't recruit employees because I can't find affordable housing. The second thing that's often mentioned is daycare, lack of quality daycare. And then the third thing in my world is healthcare costs. But the first two are probably linked, the housing crisis and daycare. So why don't we start there? And what's going on? I mean, this is not just local to New Hampshire, of course, it's national. But what's your view of the housing crisis?
So it's a great question, and something that we spend a lot of time looking at and talking about and trying to solve. And so, I mean, we really just have a major supply problem. Demand exceeds supply, and therefore costs are up. And so trying to add to the supply is really, really challenging because costs are so high. You know, the construction costs and inflation that resulted during COVID, we haven't seen a lot of decline or decrease or reduction in any of those costs. And then you compound that with rising interest rates that have been taking place over the last year or so. And so it creates sort of the perfect storm. Low supply, high costs, strong demand, and everything just becomes really unaffordable for folks. And it's unusual in this climate, I feel like, because over the years and decades that I've been involved in doing housing work, usually when the supply or usually when the demand for rental housing is strong, the demand on the home ownership and home purchase side is softer, and vice versa. When people are buying homes, then the rental market sort of subsides a little bit. But in this climate, both I think are at their extreme, where the housing supply and inventory for purchase is at an all-time low. And so it's very, very expensive. And the same holds true on the rental side. Rental prices are at a high because the supply is just so low.
Does the Peter Francisi, the famous New Hampshire demographer, I've had on this radio show a few times, and helped him with his book. Does local planning boards not necessarily being as flexible with workforce, does that play into this as well? The not in my backyard syndrome, whatever.
Yeah, I think, when people say, why are we in this crisis like we are, and why is it, it's bad everywhere, but why is it so bad in New Hampshire compared to other places? I say it's, it's been 20 to 30 years in the making, and it really boils down to land use and local controls. And so, Peter hit the nail on the head when he wrote his first book, Communities and Consequences, around local controls and restrictive land use, and that having a long-term implication on production. And so if you can't build X number of units a year, that problem gets blown out of proportion and exacerbated after a 20 or 30 year period. And so, New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority, they do studies and have great access to data and information. And today, I think they're showing that, the state is almost 60,000 housing units short, like 59,000 housing units short from a supply side by 2030. And so we're not going to be able to build our way out of this anytime quickly. It's going to be a long process to get there to build that many units.
And as Peter says, there are consequences. We're obviously an aging population, so we want the younger crowd to move in, but if they can't move in because they can't afford it because of the economic issues or NIMBY, not in my backyard, then it all kind of comes together. So you have obviously extensive background. So tell us what drew you to Neighborhood Work Southern New Hampshire. And while certainly I'm not asking you to solve the macro national shortage issue, what is Neighborhood Work Southern New Hampshire doing to do its part on this initiative?
Sure. I've been at NeighborWorks now for a little over 18 years, and I've been working in the affordable housing sector for nearly 30 years, for over 30 years. So it seems like, I should have been able to fix it all by now, having been doing it this long. But, the problem doesn't just go away. And so we at NeighborWorks work on two different fronts, one around production and building new affordable housing. And so if you go to our website, nwsnh.org, you'll see information there on properties that we've developed and communities that we've worked in and places where we own apartments. And so over the last 30 years, we've developed over 500 affordable rental apartments. And today we have a new project under construction in Nashua that'll bring 45 new affordable units online as well. And then the other side of our organization is our home team programs, which is really about creating home ownership opportunities, giving people the tools and resources to make good informed decisions about purchasing a home, and trying to find the right opportunity for them to be able to put down roots and be able to own a home for the long term.
Your branding is now NeighborWorks Southern New Hampshire. Tell us, it's a slight difference from what many of us had called it for years. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so when we were formed in 1992, we were Manchester Neighborhood Housing Services, and we were chartered really to focus on some of the blighted real estate and blocks in the center city of Manchester, where we have, at the time, there was drug activity and all kinds of problems. And so our organization really began as a neighborhood-based organization, focusing on improving properties, improving the homeownership rate in that neighborhood. And then slowly over time grew to be from a neighborhood organization to a citywide organization and working across the city of Manchester. And then several years ago, we expanded to become NeighborWorks Greater Manchester as we started to work in some of the more suburban towns surrounding Manchester. And then about 10 years ago, we expanded to include the Nashua market as well. And that's when we changed our name to NeighborWorks Southern New Hampshire. And the NeighborWorks brand comes from a national affiliation that we have with an organization called NatureWorks America. And so there are roughly 250 organizations like us around the country that are community development organizations with a focus on affordable housing. We have a sister organization in Concord, Catch Neighborhood Housing, sister organization in the Lakes Region, in Laconia, Lakes Region Community Developers. And then up in the North Country, AHEAD is our partner in the North Country. We're all NatureWorks affiliates, but we're the only one that uses the NatureWorks brand, but essentially providing all the same types of activities around developing and preserving affordable housing in our communities.
And since you mentioned Catch, you know, we obviously support them, and Frank Boucher, our CFO, who just retired, was helped out. Rosemary, of course, Rosemary passed away a few years ago. And I like the analogy that you said that, you know, that you work across the country as an alliance using the brand. Obviously, you're all independent. So do you have like a national conference where you all zoom in and maybe share best practices, or how does that work?
Yeah, actually, one of the great benefits of being a NatureWorks member is the tools and resources and training that they provide nationally. So, you know, when you think about, well, geez, where do you go to learn about developing affordable housing? Where do you go to learn to become a housing counselor and coach people on being able to purchase their first home? Or where do you learn about community building and engagement? Well, the National NatureWorks Organization, yes, they hold some annual events and the what we call National Training Institutes, where it's a convening for people to be able to participate, do some peer learning from one another, as well as work with some trainers and coaches to learn best practices. And so it's a network of excellence. And so, you know, we're proud to be a part of that and are thankful to have that resource available to us.
You can definitely share best practices. So, every time I speak with Robert, J-Dog, I always learn some stuff. So I'm looking forward to the second half of the show.
I'm as well, because when you talked about that by 2030, we've got about 60,000 units in the state of New Hampshire for the supply and the demand underserved. That's astonishing. I mean, we're in the middle of this decade. You know, we got work to do, you know. Robert Turney, Executive Director, NatureWorks Southern New Hampshire, is the guest this week on Northeast Delta Dental Radio. You can go to nwsnh.org. You can also go to hometeamnh.org as well for other information. And we're going to take a break and then come back with Northeast Delta Dental Radio. More of it here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog alongside Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. He's also, of course, the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This week's guest is Robert Turney. He's the Executive Director of NatureWorks Southern New Hampshire. And the website is nwsnh.org, as well as hometeamnh.org, in terms of getting affordable housing and learning more about affordable housing in Southern New Hampshire and the Lakes region. And Robert was also talking about, Tom, some partnerships like Catch Housing in Concord. I certainly know about Catch Housing in Concord. I've had friends that have been able to be helped out because of the availabilities to try to get a house in the greater Concord area.
So let's use that as a stopping off point, Robert. So you mentioned that you share best practices with all the different organizations that use the NatureWorks brand across the country. So the interface with Catch, is it, you know, you same type of thing, you have conversation, you know, what's going on, that type of thing?
Absolutely. And, you know, just to give you an example, for years, we would offer homebuyer education classes as not necessarily competing organizations, but we'd offer a homebuyer education class on a Saturday in Manchester, while Catch was doing one on the same Saturday in Concord, while Lakes Region was doing one in Laconia. And we decided, you know, that's not a best practice. That's not practical for the consumer. And so we ended up merging those lines of business. And that's when we came up with the Home Team brand, basically to create an avenue for folks to be able to find and get access to the best education they can possibly get as a home consumer. And not have to worry about being able to pick a class on a competing day in one town or another. And so that one website, that one resource, whether you're looking to buy a home in the Laconia, Lakes Region area, in the Concord area, in Nashua or Manchester area, all of that is available through the Home Team site. So we basically merged those lines of business and brought them under that Home Team brand, which has really been very productive and I think very helpful for folks as a consumer. You know, if you don't learn growing up at home about being able to buy a house, you probably don't learn it in school. And so we feel like the best place to learn is through our education platform. And so we're a HUD-approved housing counseling agency, and all of our counselors that you'll find on our website are actually licensed by HUD to be able to carry out that service and provide our classes, our seminars on home buyer education that covers all of the bases and all of the facets of becoming a homeowner. Everything from going over your budget, determining your credit score, working on your savings plan, coming up with a home purchasing plan to be able to move forward. And so in this climate and in this market and in this environment, it's really challenging for the first time home buyer. Today, the New Hampshire Association of Realtors is saying that the median sales price of a home in New Hampshire is $465,000. That's not what we consider to be affordable anymore. And so it may not be the right time for some first-time home buyers. So we feel like it's the best time to use, you know, our platform and our program to get themselves ready. You know, work with a counselor, come up with your budget, look at your savings plan. If you need to resolve some credit issues, take the time now to work on those. So when interest rates come down or when purchase prices start to relax, then you're ready and you're in the best position to be able to move forward to buy a house.
You know, in preparing for the show, I was navigating the Home Team website. Very impressive. You have some very impressive banking partners. The testimonials really speak to how transformational this is. And you're right. In high school and college or whatever education you go formally, I don't think you learn this, you know, in that. And that, you know, financial literacy, of course, has always been an area where we used to get pushed at the State Board of Ed, but because there's so many things trying to cram in a day, it kind of gets the short shrift. So that website is, you know, really, Home Team is really incredible. So you kind of spoke to this before, which is, this has been in the works. In other words, it's not because of the recent inflation or COVID, but we've taken a long time to get to this situation. Tell us again a little bit of the history, you know, referencing the Peter Francisi theories, and has it become more acute because of the dynamics you mentioned before the break, coupled with COVID? So tell us a little bit about that again.
Sure. It does take a long time to get a project of new housing development approved, financed, to make it feasible. You know, I used to go to towns and speak to planning boards and town councils and boards of selectmen and economic development task forces, basically anybody that would listen to me, and say, you know, if we have access to an affordable piece of land with sufficient density and access to infrastructure, utilities, water and sewer, you know, we can find the resources to make affordable housing happen. Today, in this environment, that recipe doesn't necessarily work on its own. It sort of takes a miracle on top of all of that, because we have rising costs, higher interest rates, construction costs that are high, and it's really hard to bring all those pieces together. So it kind of takes a miracle to, on top of everything else, for us to be able to build something that's affordable to the consumer that we're trying to reach. And when we talk affordable housing, it's all relative. I mean, we all hopefully live in affordable housing, regardless of what our incomes are. But basically, someone is living in a housing that's affordable to them if they're not having to pay more than 30% of their income to live there, whether that's your mortgage payment or whether that's your rent that you pay for your apartment. If you're paying more than 30% of your household income to live there, you're burdened and overburdened by those housing costs. And so when you're trying to build something and sell it to somebody that's affordable to somebody making less than $100,000 on the purchase side or less than $60,000 or $70,000 on the rental side, it's really hard in today's environment.
So with that goal, the 2030 goal, which seems pretty daunting, do you adjust those goals? I mean, so, you know, if we don't get the number of affordable units that we need by 2030, like what's the repercussion of that?
Yeah, I think as employers, we're all feeling it, right? If you're trying to recruit somebody to work in any sector right now, it seems like anything from healthcare to childcare, as you mentioned when we started, to, you know, retail and hospitality industry, trying to attract and retain workers in New Hampshire is really challenging. And a big part of that is the housing market and the lack of housing supply, which has triggered, you know, unprecedented costs. And so, you know, it's in order for somebody to afford a new apartment that's coming online that's between $2,000 and $3,000 a month, they need to be making a significant salary to do that. And so that's an even bigger burden on employers when you're trying to recruit people and having to be able to compete in that side of the workforce.
You know, and people need to understand that it has a direct impact. We had most of our employees, you know, live in New Hampshire, and about half of our employees work from home. But we have, particularly on the technology side, hired employees out of state. And we had one employee that was living in Texas and wanted to literally move to Concord or any surrounding town of Concord, and was having a devil of a time to get anything close to affordable. And ultimately it worked out. So it does have implications in terms of, in terms of staffing. So as businesses and leaders and thought leaders, what can we do to support Neighbor Works Southern New Hampshire, and then just this whole concept in general of getting affordable housing?
Yeah, I appreciate that that question. I encourage people to go to our website, learn more about the challenges that we face in the state. And if you feel like contributing and supporting, we'd be happy to accept that support. But I also encourage people to become advocates in their community and at the state level, whether it's at the legislative level. Our state, is in the process now of doing appropriations for the biennial budget. And hopefully we'll see funding in there for housing production. But I also encourage people to be involved at the advocacy level locally in their own communities, at the planning board level or board of selectmen level, to make sure that people realize and understand that the need for affordable housing is everywhere. And so whatever they can do in their community to help make that happen is really, really important.
So the website is nwsnh.org. In terms of how your organization thrives in terms of funding, tell us a little bit about that and then we'll call it a wrap.
Sure. Yes, we definitely rely on support from individual donors. The NH Gives campaign that's been going on this month is really important for us. And then, of course, we depend on a lot of different resources and capital to make the projects that we build successful, through the form of tax credits and funding through New Hampshire Housing and the Community Development Finance Authority in New Hampshire. A lot of good programs and agencies that help support that work.
And you're a great leadership, Robert. Like you said, you've been doing this you've done this rodeo, close to 35 years. So we appreciate your leadership, and I'm glad you had an opportunity for people to get to know both your websites, the Home Team and NWSNH, and financial contributions. But all of us need to educate ourselves and be active at the local level, because that's really where it happens. J-Dog.
Yes, absolutely. To your point, Tom, along with financial literacy, we have to know what's going on in our community as well. And that plays a big part, especially in a small state like New Hampshire, or considered a small state as opposed to California or Illinois or Texas, to kind of know what's going on in our community, and especially with affordable housing and how that will work in the future for people to stay in the state of New Hampshire as well.
Exactly. As our prior guest said, it's incumbent upon all of us to keep New Hampshire the greatest state in the nation. And part of that is the education on history, but in today's topic, on workforce housing. J-Dog.
Yes, thank you, Tom. And Robert Turney, Executive Director, Neighbor Works Southern New Hampshire. nwsnh.org, and also the home team website, hometeamnh.org. All the information is there. Great information and great, easy to navigate both websites as well. So they make it simple, and some websites aren't like that, but these two websites absolutely are. For Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, I am J-Dog. We'll have another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio next time here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.